Welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 9th comes from Deuteronomy 13 and 14. Deuteronomy 14 changes the way that we see our offerings to God. Sadly, we can too easily come to look at the act of bringing our offerings to God as a kind of tax, where we send off our checks to some impersonal government in a distant land so that they will do whatever they want with it, without any regard to what would be best for us, the taxpayers. But not so with Yahweh. The Israelites were commanded to bring a tithe, or 10%, of everything they grew in their fields annually as an offering to Yahweh in the place that he would choose, according to Deuteronomy 14, verses 22 through 23. Obviously, they couldn't send a check through the mail, and they couldn't electronically file their tithe, so they were commanded to bring it personally to that place during the festivals. Now, we read about the festivals and the other sacrifices that were required at those festivals in Leviticus 23 and Numbers 28 and 29, and we will read more again in Deuteronomy 16. The unique material in Deuteronomy 14, though, is that Moses here makes a provision for the people who lived too far away to bring their sacrifice physically to the festival. For those people, Moses explained that they were supposed to trade their crop for money, and then take that money, rather than the animals, grains, and other cumbersome sacrifices, to the place of God's choosing, where they could spend it on whatever they needed to throw a huge party. Anything at all, including rich meats, wine, and strong drinks, according to Deuteronomy 14, verses 24 through 26. That's right, Yahweh actually commands his people to spend their tithe, under some circumstances, on a big party with plenty of alcohol if they are not able to get their sacrifices to the festival. Does that sound like a greedy God? But at the same time, we aren't supposed to think that Yahweh was commanding wild, out-of-control, self-centered partying. Feasting and joy, yes. Debauchery, no. The whole point of all of this is that God's people would eat there before the Lord your God and rejoice, you and your household, in the words of Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 26. Yahweh never wanted to grab up the tithes of his people out of greed. Instead, he wants to rejoice in the presence of his people. And we should not overlook the fact that Yahweh also commanded his people to care for the poor in their midst, including the Levites, who had no property inheritance, but depended upon the offerings of other Israelites, sojourners, orphans, and also widows in their towns, according to Deuteronomy 14, verses 27 through 29. Deuteronomy 14, then, isn't teaching us to skip giving to our church and to spend our offerings on our own selfish pleasure. Quite the opposite, in fact. Here we are learning how to give with joy while meeting the needs of those around us. Why do you give? Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? It's the best way you can support this podcast, and you can leave your review simply by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.